Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide.
Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I have you lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, I know it's Father's Day coming up this weekend, or at least that's the rumor. But I was thinking about mom today, this morning. Woke up. Remember yesterday, Super Don, I had Paul Bertier on. We were talking about my mom, how she's right on the Echo water and such.
Yeah.
And how she said, oh, it tastes funny. I don't know what to do. I was like, Mom, all right. You know, you get all right, tired. Don't complain, Mom. Just drink your just regular filtered water, all right? She does that for a day or two. And then she calls up and says, you know, I have the aches and the pains. I have no energy. I got a big toe. It's like gout suddenly. It's like something's not moving through her body. And, you know, we were joking with Paul. It's like, how many times do we hear where people say, well, it doesn't taste right? Or I even hear that with Sovereign Silver occasionally. People say, well, it tastes funny. I was like, no, it's your body. It's your taste buds. It's your biochemistry changing. And they like, you're making
you know,
that up.
You know what? It does. I noticed that same thing myself.
How so?
It was like, oh, you know, when I, use Sovereign Silver, and then, I drink a certain thing or do a certain thing, it does have kind of a different taste. But, you know, like you said, it's not the water, it's not the silver, it's something that your body is doing in conjunction with the silver interacting, causing it to taste differently.
So yesterday, you know, I've talked to Mom. We talked and we got, you know, I had my sister try the water. Oh, water's fine. Mom, go back on the water. Take some extra selenium. Make sure you take your chromium. Basic stuff like that. So I get up this morning to call her. No answer. All right? An hour later, I call her again. No answer. And, you know, intuitively, I'm checking in with my gut and I'm thinking, well, everything's fine. But, you know, your mom's 81. She complains she has no energy for a day. She's got a big toe thing. I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what's going on here. Did she, you know, what happened? Finally, she calls back. And I say, Mom, where were you? I was trying to reach you this morning. Oh, she said, no, I went out this morning. I did my water aerobics. She's out all morning doing water.
I was going to say, what, did she go dancing or something?
Well, she would have if they had morning dancing, but that's it, the rebound. 81, she's feeling rotten. Get her back on the Echo water. Get her some extra selenium, some chromium. Bingo, bango, bongo. Next morning, she's out doing water aerobics. I'm like, okay. You know, and I would have her on to talk about it, but all she would do would be, she'd brag on me. She's like, oh, I listened to my son. I'm like, I don't need. I was blushing enough yesterday when I was on the Jerry Doyle show with the accolades that he was giving me. You know, he's nice. He cares. He'll never be able to win an election because he actually cares. Right? Yep. Talking about me. But I'm like, okay, this is not about me. This is about, you know, bringing the power to heal back to you. And even my mom, who says, yeah, she listened to me, but she did it. She went ahead and she drank the water. She took more selenium. She took the chromium. She woke up. She went to water aerobics the next day. So
nice.
That teaching moment turned out to be pretty cool. You know, it certainly would have sucked if it went the other way. But we've got a good history here with her, and she's active. And anyway, so anybody that was worried about Mom, she's doing great. All right? So that's cool.
There
now, talking about parents now, right, the idea of being a parent. Right. The dilemma is, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you no longer blindly act on doctor's orders. Now, that could be considered a really good thing. I think in more often those cases than not. But in some cases, somebody might be able to pin you down and go, you really screwed up because you didn't listen to the expert, the doctor, the medical doctor. And because of that, something horrible has just happened. Now, this is the great dilemma where I always defer to freedom, because I think freedom is more worthwhile than the so-called artificial protection or the idea that not listening to authority this one time caused something horrible to happen, so you should listen to it all of the time. Right? You feel me on this one? I'm hitting where it is. In the show notes, we've got links. Op-ed, put it up there. It's really good. RobertScoutBell.com. Check it out. But this story comes from one of the skept ducks following up here. Respectful insolence. Which guy is that does that one?
Orac. That would be Orac, right. Yes.
Now, far be it for me to give them more credit than they deserve, because they don't deserve a lot. They tend to just attack without concern for the collateral damage of their attack. And but again, I don't begrudge them their opinions on things, but, you know, opinions are like a-holes. You know that. So
and there's a line to be drawn between opinion and personal attack, too.
Sure, exactly. And we try to toe that line, so to speak. Now, the headline here is, what's the harm? A child dies of preventable death from ear infection. All right? So the story is of parents that had an ear infection. They wanted to do something natural. So according to the article, they did homeopathy, but then they did herbs. They're not saying what it was, so I don't know how accurate the reporting is there. But suffice it to say, a tragedy occurred. After not getting well, this child didn't get well after a couple of weeks. They finally go into the emergency room. The doctors try to do their intervention. And unfortunately, the child ends up dying, which is a tragedy. And I don't know anybody that would argue that it isn't. I don't care if you're homeopathically inclined or allopathically inclined. Any child that dies, in our perception, needlessly, you know, you just, your heart goes out. It's like, that's awful that what happened. But he utilizes this as an attack on all parents who question authority, who question doctors. And probably is very supportive of the criminal charging of these parents. They're actually charged. What is the charge here? Medical neglect or wrongful
homicide? They're actually charged with homicide.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's the last thing that they wanted to have happen to their child based on their efforts. It wasn't like they did nothing. They did things that Orac and his life would disagree with. And so the argument against natural medicine, or let's say the freedom to even know about it, the freedom to access it, becomes an argument of, see what can happen here? Homeopathy, yeah, sure, there's nothing in it, so yeah, true, it's not harmful, but what could be harmful is what? If parents don't take appropriate, quote-unquote, medical action or medical intervention or seek out appropriate medical advice, for instance, as if that's the only advice that's appropriate. Now, in this case, you might be able to argue that maybe the parent should have considered a doctor's intervention a lot earlier. Maybe. But you can't go all the way there. Because there is no way to know that this child, having been given an antibiotic as a first resort instead of way down the line when it was supposedly too late, would not have also died from allergic or anaphylactic reaction to that antibiotic. Now, I know of some children, in fact, one child in particular, I know, who died from an anaphylactic allergic reaction to an antibiotic given for an ear infection. So I could write an article like Orac did and say, see, this is the great danger and how irresponsible it is that parents know about allopathic medicine or allowed to access allopathic medicine, pharmaceutical drugs, and antibiotics. Because, look, that child would be alive today had they not resorted to an antibiotic drug. But I'm not going to make that argument. Because there's no way to know, because life took a different turn, that if that child did not have an antibiotic drug, that they wouldn't have died from something else. I could reasonably posit that they probably would live, but I don't know definitively, any more than Orac knows definitively, that this
child
would
live. That would be anecdotal, would it not be?
It would be anecdotal. So his argument, interestingly enough, and this is the skeptics, they attack anybody who makes anecdotal arguments, yet their entire claim here is based on one anecdote. Now, let's take it out of the realm of anecdote for a moment and into that larger world. Let's go to Web Moment of Duh, or WebMD. WebMD. Yes, thewebmd.com. And under their Allergies Health Center, the headline reads, Medicine, Biggest Cause of Fatal Allergic Reactions. Antibiotics, contrast material for scans lead the list of triggers. Now listen to this. It says, although food allergies have garnered a lot of attention lately, a new study reports that medications are actually the biggest cause of sudden deaths related to allergy. All right, let's take it out of the realm of allergy and just look at medications. Over a little more than a decade, nearly 60% of the so-called allergy-related deaths were caused by these medications, while only 7% were caused by food allergies. Medications can be dangerous, according to the lead researcher here, Dr. Alina Jershaw, director of the Drug Allergy Center of Montefiore Medical Center, assistant professor of medicine at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. 60% of the allergy-related deaths. Now, allergic reactions to drugs. Do we know definitively that the child, in this case, would have died from the antibiotic? No, we don't. But we don't know that this child would not have been harmed in some way as devastatingly as has occurred. In fact, more likely to die from the drug than the allergy. Okay? And in this case, recognizing that allergies are often, if not a cause, they are associated with ear infections in children. I know. I was the poster boy for ear infections for children. I was on an antibiotic of the week, practically, in childhood. I had so many problems there. And I'm, you know, when I look back at my medical history, my drugging history, the experts drugged me out beyond, I don't know, anything. I feel very fortunate to have survived childhood. And I had to fight and claw my way back to health. And that's why I am dedicated to bringing this information to you so you can make a fully informed decision. If you decide to go to an antibiotic, it's not that I would never resort to it if I felt it necessary. But I guess the accusation could be made of parents who shut down any option other than holistic options, even in the face of losing their child. You can make a legitimate argument that that might be going too far. But am I willing to violate the religious freedom of parents, all parents, because some parents might make the wrong decision? No, I'm not. I'm not. Because the tragedy of allopathic medicine being the dominant medical mandated paradigm is much more devastating. There are many more deaths, and it's not even a close comparison. Even though ORAC tried his level best to throw out one anecdote that is tragic and sad, but it doesn't make up for the hundreds of thousands, not only of children that are being injured, but adults as well, due to the dominant medical paradigm, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. All right, we come back. The FDA does a good thing, or did they? They banned it, trans fats, but just how quickly?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Should we take away all parental rights simply because some maybe messed up pretty badly? Or maybe they didn't. We don't know. If you want to sound off on that, give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Leave a message there or on the phones even when we're off the air. We've got it going on here. Also, upcoming, Laura Cellini, Catherine Pertle. We have Scylla Whatcott, which is really a cool interview on homeoprophylaxis. Those of you who want to know, if I don't vaccinate, what can I do? We'll talk
That's
about
fun
that.
Just to say.
Homeoprophylaxis.
Homeoprophylaxis.
Absolutely. Right? They should make a water park like that. Maybe homeopathic water. Yeah, we can do some good surfing on that. That's coming up, of course, the IAC conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Also, Tuesday, the 23rd of June in Atlanta at R. Thomas. We plan to be live broadcasting 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're in Atlanta, all our Atlanta listeners, come on down. You know who you are. I'd like to see you at our time. We'll have some organic food and a broadcast. And maybe a bird on my head, as Super Don wants.
I hope so.
Yeah. So let's see. What else? Oh, FDA banning trans fats. I know we've covered this story before, but I guess there's new information on it. They're now saying, well, you got to get it out within 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Right? How many years has it been allowed by the FDA?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, okay. I'm assuming that for businesses that have it as a part of their production or their manufacture, you know, their
You're
system.
Not answering my question. I'm serious.
Well,
I want
many.
Well, decades.
Yes,
decades.
Yes.
And no, see, I understand it might take 3 years for some of these companies to reformulate, whatever. Okay. But
right.
My point on this whole article, the big takeaway for me is, and it should be, I believe, for everybody, right? Everybody should think what I think. No, that's not what I mean. I just want this to be a key point here, right? Is that the FDA is now saying that trans fat is not grass, and I don't mean grass that you mow, GRAS, which is generally recognized as safe for use in food, human food. So how is it that 50, 60, 70 years they went, oh, man, this is the greatest stuff ever. Eat Crisco because the fat from animals is going to kill you, going to clog your arteries and give you heart disease. And, of course, they just went ahead and said, everybody do that, synthetic fat. And then suddenly now they go, oh, no, I'm sorry. We're not even going to acknowledge we screwed. It's not grass anymore like it was before. Generally recognized as safe, approved by FDA. It's okay. Suddenly now. And now, given that it's not grass, they'll still allow it for 3 years. Again, granted, some of these companies have a tough time transitioning, but I don't give a flip on one level about them because the FDA is now acknowledging they're poisoning anybody who eats it. Can you imagine if you were in a homeopathic health food store, served something that was not GRAS? Would they give them 3 years to reformulate? I'm just asking.
3 years, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a lot of wiggle room there.
But now,
Robert, what is it that trans fat does to you?
Politely?
Yeah. Yes, politely.
It Fs you up. It's
it
not good
up.
At all.
But I mean, what's the actual reaction?
It destroys your liver, damages your liver, gives you a fatty liver, a cirrhosis, cirrhotic liver. It clogs your arteries. It damages so many systems. It corrupts your nervous system. There's nothing that these trans fats can't do, and including causing cancer.
So why, you know, it's kind of funny when you think about it. It's trans fat. Mm-hmm. Where did trans fat come from?
Bruce Jenner before she turned into trans. No, that's wrong. That's so bad. I'm so bad.
Leave it to you to jump in with the racy joke.
Okay. What?
Yeah. No. It's like, look, we had fat. Mm-hmm. Man made trans fat, right?
Yep, that's right.
Just leave the fat alone, guys.
Leave the fat alone, right? We like our fat the way it has been ever since there's been fat on planet Earth. Why do we want men to throw hydrogen in? Now, we love hydrogen in water, but when you hydrogenate, it's a whole different thing. These oils, you know, they won't go rancid, but they will interact with the human body in a way that they act as dangerous free radicals, causing all kinds of inflammation, specific and systemic. And now the FDA finally, decades later, goes, well, it's not generally recognized as safe. And everybody gives them a pass like, oh, look, the FDA is doing the right thing. Thank God for the FDA. If it weren't for the FDA, we'd all be dead. No? How many people died because the FDA said trans fats are okay? In fact, better. Better than real fat. Butter. Organic. Pastured butter. It's good stuff. Ghee. Clarified butter. Coconut oil. Good fat. Call me a fathead, if you will. I'll take it as a compliment. And I'll drink
that's
to that.
That's me. You want to be the fathead now?
Yeah, I'll be the fathead. Drink
okay,
fat
you,
to that.
You can have it.
I'll drink some fat to that. Laura Cellini, Catherine Pertl, coming up next, talking what you can do to push back on the move to eliminate your exemptions to vaccination, religious and philosophical.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichiaro, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autismone.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're going to get into more of the pushback from you, the real people that are really concerned about their children and unnecessary medical interventions, including vaccinations. How are we going to stop the seeming onslaught of those who are trying to remove religious and philosophical exemptions to vaccination? Super Don, did we get that video up at Epic Times? Is that there for everybody to see?
Yes, sir. It is up there. If you go to Epic Times, you will find the video that is asking the question, is the black community being ignored in their fight against SB 277?
That's a good question. And how do we all work together? I'm excited about bringing more people into the fold. And it doesn't mean you have to agree on every avenue, facet of anything, really. Just if you're aligned in this one issue, it's a big enough issue to set all that other stuff aside. and bring them in, and let's push back on this to protect our children the way we want to protect our children. And two of the ladies that want to protect their children similarly, one we've had on before, Catherine Pirtle, and she has a book, A Step-by-Step Nutritional Approach to Healing Pain, Inflammation, and Chronic Ailments, and musicians, athletes, dancers, and everyone else, Performance Without Pain. I just want to have her come on and play her instrument because she's a tremendous musician. And we also have Laura Cellini, and they're starting a PAC, a political action committee in Illinois, to push back. I want to welcome first, Catherine, you back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I'm delighted to be a part of this particular broadcast because it is something that I've been involved with for almost 15 years.
Yes, and you brought, of course, we saw Laura at Autism One. Laura Cellini is with us now. Again, we have a link to the vibrantillinois.nationbuilder.com talking about a pushback, a pack to push back, to educate. What are we doing here, Laura? Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you for having me, and thank you for helping everyone to become aware of our new Vibrant Illinois PAC. First of all, maybe not everyone is aware of what a political action committee is, and that's sort of been one of our challenges, is to kind of educate our community to say, why would we start a PAC, and what is this PAC about? My background is in lobbying legislation, and when I was a grad student, I worked at analyzing political action committees and their giving patterns to all of our legislative leaders in the state of Illinois. And what I learned through that experience is that I think a lot of us know that money influences politics. And one of the things that I hope to do with Vibrant Illinois is to have an avenue in which those of us who are concerned about vaccine mandates, for example, or GMOs, or getting glyphosate out of our foods and agriculture. You know, these are some of the bigger issues that I think are underrepresented. And so those are the kinds of things that we would like for our PAC to help represent to legislators and to politicians.
Well, I think you want to gain a level of influence, understand how the game has been played. You've been in that field for some time, but maybe it hasn't been applied efficiently by those folks, the moms and dads out there that, you know, weren't really politically astute or aware because they'd rather be left alone to raise their kids and spend the time that, you know, they feel is more valuable. Now we have to defend ourselves from government medical intrusions into, you know, the sanctity of our children, our families.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's easy for us to withdraw and not really pay attention to the process until we find out, wow, look what's happening. They're passing laws and things are happening that affect our rights and how we can educate our children and the medical requirements. You know, one of the things when I was working on our bill this session, I had a meeting with the Illinois State Medical Society, the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Illinois Academy of American Pediatrics, and the senators, and I said, you know, this government authority that is coming between the patient-doctor relationship and dictating what my personal physician should be doing for my child is where I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why we all need to start to pay attention, is how can we influence this product or this process and have more of an impact with our legislators.
Yeah, we're talking with Laura Cellini, Vibrant Illinois. We've got the link up. Catherine Pirtle, I was just going to go to you in your experience here in tying this all together.
Yes, I wanted to say that for the last 14 or 15 years, we've been forming large groups of people that are all about high levels of nutrition, the Weston Price Foundation, Autism One, trying to help our children recover from vaccine damage and all of these things, and we all are on the same page. We are the choir. And this group has grown bigger and bigger and bigger, but I think what has been lacking is an organization about all of us together, about health freedom and being involved at the grassroots with legislation that's ongoing. And Laura Cellini has just been remarkable because she initiated the idea of doing a Vibrant Illinois, which I love that name, PAC, and she gathered a huge number of health freedom advocates, parents with children who have autism, to make the legislative process really powerful. And she was in every meeting. She was talking to legislators. She was bringing in people that could educate our legislators. And what happened is we were successful in keeping our religious exemption alive in Illinois, despite all of these bills across the country that were trying to claim mm-hmm. our freedom. And it's terrifying to know that if we don't become organized, we will let our health freedom slip right through our fingers and won't, you know, and we're going to have a lot bigger troubles if we let it slip through versus if we maintain these freedoms in the first place.
Well, Kathy, I think you're right. It's interesting. Illinois, you were able to successfully beat back the attempts at removing religious exemption as an option for parents, for families. And yet in California, considered to be, maybe it was unexpected, you know, that it seemed to be more of a holistic state, historically speaking, than a place like Illinois, you know, a heartland that has adopted Monsanto as a religion. Not you, not my guests here, not the listeners of this show necessarily, but you know what I mean. And yet you guys were successful at beating it back. Right now, SB 277 in California is teetering on the edge of passage at this point. Laura, what do you think the difference is between what happened in Illinois and what's going on in California?
I think that the difference is, fortunately, I have had experience lobbying. And I think that early on, that was something that in California I would have recommended, is to get a professional who knew the process and had access to these legislators. That is something I would have recommended. The other thing that I think is different is there were some people when I compromised on our legislation, because I did. I made some compromises and some concessions, which is often what you have to do in this arena. Those of us who work in it know that you usually do not get everything you want, so you have to know what you can compromise on. And I think that if it had been me in California early on, I would have started with some compromises. I think that they have achieved some of those in the subsequent amendments to 277. However, I might have started from a place that said, what do we think we can live with that we can preserve if mm-hmm. we can't kill this bill?
Well, right now they're fighting from behind, and they only, mm-hmm. you know, more or less discovered how much money was flowing in to these legislators to pass this thing from the pharmaceutical interest.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that we all need to pay attention to is, when are these contributions coming? The thing about contributions and this sort of bubble of the political process is these people have relationships. And this doesn't necessarily mean these are inappropriate relationships, but it's sort of the nature of the beast. They work together, they see each other, they have fundraisers that they attend, they're hosting events, they get to know them. We need to become players just like these other industries, and we need to begin to establish those same sort of relationships. California, you know, that particular senator, his actions have been very disappointing, because I don't know that he has actually all of his facts correct when I've heard some of the statements he's made in regard to that legislation.
Is that Senator Pan?
Yes, Senator Pan, exactly.
Yeah. The other thing I want to point out that I found remarkable when I listened to the testimony the other day in California is we've got to somehow highlight the public and the political misconception that one life or one tragedy, whether it is from naturally acquired measles, somehow trumps the tragedy of a parent who has a child who suffers an adverse vaccine reaction.
Well, amen on that. That's how we opened the show today, somebody arguing that somebody died because they didn't get an antibiotic. But how about all the children that died getting an antibiotic? I mean, there's a disconnect on the real danger.
Exactly. And And if the thing that we're talking about is that harm came to a child, then whether that harm came from the communicable disease or the harm came from the vaccine that was supposed to prevent that communicable disease, both of those results are what is, you know, a tragedy. And we should hold those in equal regard. That is the thing that we need to convey to our medical providers and our legislators, is to say there is not an acceptable loss here for a certain population. And that is the mentality that comes across when you are really in these backroom meetings.
I wouldn't be able to tolerate being around people like that, Laura. God bless you for being able to do that.
Yeah, you want to come home and take a shower.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that's what you get into the belly of that beast, and you never feel clean. Listen, if people want to help you in Illinois or do things like that, can I just send them to your website, vibrantillinois.nationbuilder.com?
That would be phenomenal, and we would very much appreciate it.
Yeah, and Kathy, thank you for connecting us with Laura on this topic. And, I want to see all levels of political action be taking place here. I don't want to see another state and the people of any state lose their right to say, no, not with my child. So, Kathy, thank you as well.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share this information.
And I still can't wait to see you play in concert. You know that.
Well, I'm going to send you a recording. How's that?
Okay, I would love to hear it. She's absolutely
from
a fantastic
a
musician. Oh, yay. All right. Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Kathy. We'll be back. Children being banned from doing headstands next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extend-O-Vite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extend-O-Vite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extend-O-Vite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend-O-Vite. The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a question of the day coming up a little later on skeletal and neurological health. So stand by for that. Maybe nine health foods that are not worth the money. I haven't even looked at that one, Super Don. We'll see if we have time for that. Sheila Whatcott, author of Homeoprophylaxis. We're talking about utilizing homeopathy, nozodes. I know some of you are interested in that. Instead of vaccination, could it be? We'll get to it. We'll get to it. And then the strangest way ever that I've ever heard of protecting your brain against, like, dementia. This is going to be bizarre. Super Don, you sure you want to do that story next hour?
Well, who would be against protecting yourself from dementia?
Yeah, but when people find out how and why, no, I don't know. All right, we'll debate
whatever.
It. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, whatever. Don't whatever me. I whatever you. All right. Hey, our friends over in the UK, we don't want to neglect them. Every once in a while we forget. Oh, yeah, we got lots of listeners on UK Health Radio as well as right here on National News Radio and GCN. But, yeah, in Britain, they're into banning things. Like, you know, in America, they're trying to ban your freedom, right, to exempt your kids from vaccines through religious or philosophical reasons. And good luck trying to get a medical exemption if you need it. But in England, it's a little more... I don't know. This relates to children, too. Do you? I mean, how many of you can remember back to preschool? I know it's just like, I just remember, you know, you just run around, you play in sandboxes, you do silly things, and it's just, you're that's the ultimate kiddom at that time. And yet, in Plymouth, in the UK, children are now being banned from doing handstands and cartwheels at a primary school. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they allowed to do? I guess would be the question at this point, right?
I think what they do is they, I don't know, they've handcuffed them all together and then they
put them in straight jackets, wrap them with bubble wrap. Okay, right. Go play.
Bubble wrap, that's right. Always the bubble wrap. I always love going out and lecturing on the germ theory and explaining that it's not the accurate way or reason that people get sick. They get sneezed on. That's not necessarily the way it works because there are always some kids that get sneezed on that don't get sick. Did mom and dad put them in a body condom or wrap them in bubble wrap? No, they're exposed. What is it? It's something else. And this idea of banning all children from gymnastic movement, because according to the primary school, it's beyond their capability. How do they know it's beyond their capability? I mean, when's the next British Nadia Comaneci going to come about if she can't, you know,
yeah,
do a handstand?
How messed up is that to tell a kid, I'm sorry, but you are not capable of doing a cartwheel?
Oh, it's a great start, right? Listen, it's beyond your how do you get beyond your capability unless you try it and you go, oh, man, I failed. We don't want the kids to fail.
Yeah, how can you even have a capability without trying?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
it's like these adults that are making these rules must have had really crappy childhoods.
And they're taking it out on the kids of the next generation. I mean, we shouldn't be here today. We barely had seatbelts when we were growing up. Helmets? What's a helmet?
Bicycle helmet? Yeah, exactly.
Right? No, I'm glad for helmets. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's
Hey, and Mom, can I go play lawn darts, right?
Yeah, oh my gosh, lawn darts, yeah. I think antibiotics are still more dangerous, but that's another story. Through PE lessons in primary schools, pupils are carefully taught to develop movements of their bodies in safe, controlled, and supported ways. Gosh, man, I would hate to be in that school. And if you're a parent and you're still sending your kid to that school and not questioning what's going on, I got to question what's going on in your head. One of the parents is a little sane here, Sarah Evans of Plymouth. She said, it's officially the world gone mad. I can see why they're probably doing it, but I wouldn't say I agree with it. But yeah, I'm pulling my kids out. I mean, how do they learn unless they get bumps and scrapes? It's just, it's part of growing up, you know, overprotection.
Anyway,
we're wussifying the next generation. A nation of wimps and wussies over in Great Britain. Well, at least in Plymouth.
What would you say, just out of curiosity, in your childhood, what was like the craziest thing you did that you could have like killed yourself doing?
Oh man, we would make ramps. We would get a piece of wood that we could make a ramp, and we'd just like stack stuff on to see how high and how far we could go to jump creeks and that crazy stuff. I mean, Evel Knievel was our hero at that time.
Sir?
That was it. Somehow, I mean, I fell off a trampoline and indented my rib cage, and that was the only time I remember having it. We had to call an ambulance for me.
Nice.
We thought we broke my ribs. I still have it. You can see the little, it went concave on me. I'm still here. I'm still standing. Somehow. I am. I do. It's stand-up radio. RobertScatBell.com. Check it out. Again, thanks to Laura. Thanks to Catherine. Next hour, we've got a cool hour. Homeoprophylaxis, nozos instead of vaccines. Oh, this is sacrilege to the vaccinologists. We're going to love it. Stick with us. The power to heal is still yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.